So, at the SPA conference on Wednesday, the final day, I gave my paper looking at the potential difference that exists between the ideas of resilience and resistance. In an article recently published, which I wrote for the Journal of European Welfare, I discuss how the concept of resilience is a term really associated with neoliberal thinking and ideas as a way of further individualizing social problems and locating the cause and solution of problems with both the individual and at the community level. And the consequence of this is that wider social, organisational and structural causes of social problems tend to be pushed to one side. And I argue that there's a need or a tension that exists with the use of the word resilience, because it's a growing concept in policy analysis and often with quite positive connotations about how communities and individuals can survive, particularly in relation to climate change. And the problem I have is that, as I just said, it doesn't offer a narrative for questioning the wider social forces which are creating social problems. So I suggest there's a need for a concept of resistance, an alternative narrative which allows us to open up some of those bigger questions. This underpins the paper I delivered to the Social Policy Association, in that it argues that historically we can see, with the rise of neoliberal capital in the early 1900s during the industrialization, we also see the articulation of alternatives. Alternatives are nothing new. So from Robert Owens' cooperative movements and worker management through to social credit, community currencies, time banking, transition towns, various forms of informal work, they're all different forms of exchange and production which do not fit neatly into the neoliberal conceptualization of how markets operate. Now, these alternatives have always existed, but tend to have very little impact on changing policy development or public attitudes. And I argue in my SPA paper that this results from how frequently these alternatives are constructed as self-help initiatives, and instantly there's able the advocates of neoliberal policies and economic ideas are able to link that idea of self-help with the wider tradition of self-help that exists in neoliberal thinking, going back to Samuel Smiles' idea of making yourself from within and resisting dependency upon the state. So what I argue is that there's a need to revisit alternative conceptualizations of self-help to help develop a broader narrative under which non-state action can be presented as an alternative to neoliberal economic and political decisions. And so I start in my paper to illustrate this by showing, for example, Colin Ward's discussion of self-help in his pamphlet Social Policy and Anarchist Response, but also draw on Valerie Bryson's work around the feminist politics of time to start to articulate alternative narratives that can be attached to self-help initiatives. And Bryson's work, as is Ward's, are particularly interesting because they make mention of local exchange trading systems, or LETs, and time banking. And then so it brings us to a focus on community currencies. And of course, time banking is something which I've researched for a few years now. And it is something which is becoming increasingly visible in government policy documents and in government focus. And so we see that time banking, despite, as I've argued elsewhere, its potential to offer an alternative narrative to how we use our time, which then allows us to start to question constructions of citizenship and the normative assumption of employment first, to start to suggest there are other more important uses of time in terms of care work to ourselves, our family and community, which should be the primary duty of citizens. And the reason that this more radical, potentially more radical narrative isn't developed is because time banking has been associated with the idea of self-help, and consequently it's been brought into neoliberal ideas around community engagement. Consequently then, the potential for time banking, as Bryson argues, to offer in a means of breaking the time is money narrative which dominates our contemporary society is potentially lost. And so we need to start coming up with a new language around the ideas of self-help which help us to break that co-option process. And one strand in developing that narrative is the work of Gibson Graham, who argue that we need to recognise that economy and capitalist markets are not one and the same thing, and that the broader term economy has a much wider range of activities in which it includes, from the things we typically associate with the economy, wage, labour and markets, but also include things like community currencies, transition towns, informal working, babysitting, care activities, a vast array of different productive and exchange activities. So one challenge which we need to think more upon if we're going to present a radical and popular narrative for challenging the dominance of neoliberal ideas in contemporary Western society is how we separate neoliberalism from the economy, so that we redefine the economy so it recognises a broader range of actions which contribute to human survival, but also find a popular language and terminology in which to phrase that discussion.